Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today in the spotlight are member center from the University Hospital Münster in Germany. Our guests are Professor Erik Schulze-Baar, main representative in the ERN, and Professor Gerhard Diller. They are both cardiologists. Welcome to both of you.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Can you tell us briefly about your city, about Münster?
Oh, yes, of course. First of all, thanks a lot for this kind invitation. Münster is a city that everybody should know because it's in the northwestern part of Germany. It's a beautiful, old and traditional city. We are the biking city number one in Germany, having around 300,000 inhabitants, and very important, about 20% of them are students. So it's a small but very cultural and very active and beautiful city in the northwestern part of Germany.
Thank you. And when we talk about your hospital, would you please tell us both about your departments and maybe as well about the clinical and the research focus? And may I start with you, Erik?
Yes, of course. Our university hospital is well known, and it's of course a comprehensive hospital covering everything and every specialty you need. We have several reference centers for rare diseases also set up in our hospital. But with regard to our specialties, we have a department of cardiovascular medicine. And within this department, we have general cardiology, rhythmology. We have the Institute for Genetics of Heart Diseases that I'm heading. And we have the section of Gerhard Diller, who is going to be heading the section of congenital heart disease. The Institute of Genetics of Heart Diseases is one of the first in Germany, and it has been funded more than 10 years ago, and our tradition to serve for patients with rare inherited cardiac disorders is long, more than over 20 years. So we have a focus on clinical cardiology and an outpatient service, but, and this is very special, we also have an in-house genetic laboratory where we do all genetic investigations. So we are not split, we are everything under one roof, and we have a strong collaboration with the other cardiology departments and sections. And what is also very nice, over the time, we see a lot of different rare patients with arrhythmias, cardiomyopathies, and we have a very large collection of medical data, also of genetic data, also of biobanking samples and probes. And we have very nice pedigrees of large families, of small families, of thousands of German and international pedigrees collected all over the time. And this is very beautiful because we got experience, knowledge of these entities, and this also enhances our research activities. We have a deep interest in genotype-phenotype relations in all of these inherited arrhythmias and cardiomyopathies. But also we have a deep interest to identify new genes and to understand how these genes cause diseases, by which mechanisms. And one of the disorders we are right now have a focus on is sinus node dysfunction. We want to understand the human sinus node, how it functions, and when is it sick, and maybe to manipulate it for disease curation. Gerd.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm part of the unit for adults with congenital heart disease, and we also look after patients with structural heart disease. Our unit was founded in 2008. So it's not that old, but it's still one of the oldest and largest units for congenital heart disease in adults in Germany. We are a tertiary center. We have a very large catchment area. We see patients from many parts in Germany. Obviously, a majority of patients come from the region. We cover the full spectrum of congenital heart disease from diagnosis to interventional treatment of patients. So the clinical focus is, as you would expect, mostly outpatient service, but also a relatively large inpatient service in patients with congenital heart disease, where we, as I said, are one of the oldest and largest centers in Germany. In terms of our academic profile and our research focus, we have strong links with other centers abroad. We focus on risk stratification in congenital heart disease. We have performed quite a number of studies on this topic. We have an interest in advanced imaging in congenital heart disease, including various imaging modalities in this population. This is also a focus of our group. And based on this imaging expertise, we have invested into artificial intelligence. And we are one of the, I guess, leaders worldwide of using artificial intelligence in research in congenital heart disease. So that's something that we are quite proud of.
Thank you both for a very clear overview. And can you tell us also something about why you became a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas you are now? Gerard?
Well, we came a little bit later. Eric was first. I mean, we joined the ERN relatively recently in the thematic area of congenital heart disease, obviously because this is our focus. Congenital heart disease is, as a group, maybe not that rare, but there are many very specific congenital defects that are very rare and where we still don't have a lot of data, and we don't really know how to best treat these patients. So I guess the aim of joining the ERN is to sort of share expertise, to learn from others, to share knowledge, to liaise with other colleagues, and together to better understand these very rare conditions that where patients really benefit from the learning of colleagues from different regions, because as I said, every patient is different, and some lesions are really rare.
And Eric?
When the ERN announcement has been done, we immediately decided to join and to apply, and this was in 2016. And it was clear for us also with the other European centers that we want to be a member, that we want to contribute to the ERN. And our special focus is inherited arrhythmogenic disorders and cardiomyopathies. They sound different, but they have a lot of clinical overlap. And these are our areas where we have a long-term experience and knowledge.
And Eric, what can you contribute to the ERN?
First of all, we have a very deep interest in to help patients to unresolve the disease, to advise them in a very good way. And we bring in our expertise over long term, which we have nearly over 20 years. We bring in our interest in patients and our emphasis in serving for the registries and also for the ERN.
And Gerhard, would you like to add something to this?
Well, I guess in principle it's similar. We want to contribute our experience and our knowledge, which of course, like everybody's, is limited sometimes. But we have a sizable patient population, and I think by contributing this clinical base and also our experience, we want to improve the outcome of patients with congenital heart disease and cardiovascular disease in general, obviously.
And Gerard, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, I think it goes along the same lines. Of course, it's a very great resource, a very great chance for us and for our patients to share expertise and knowledge, to combine efforts to reach a critical mass of patients in various areas, and by that to improve basically and eventually the outcome of these patients.
Eric, would you like to add something to this?
Just a little bit. It is an exchange between different European partners, and this exchange has one aim, just to improve patient care, but also to improve research. Research by sharing patient information, by sharing DNA samples and probes, by sharing clinical information from registries. So at the final end, we want to improve.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Then I have also some personal questions for both of you. Let me start with you, Eric. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
My training started in Göttingen at the Medical University, and then I also was in Berlin at the Charité and in Harvard, in Boston, of course. And to get knowledge of these different places and the different ways to go, this was a very, very good experience. For example, in Göttingen, I did my medical thesis in genetics, and these medical cases followed me over the years, so I never forgot what I did in my medical thesis. And I was then applied to go to genetics, cardiovascular genetics again, and I recovered this. In Boston, it was a very nice patient experience because we were interested in patients whenever they come to the hospital and whatever they have. And then my medical training after the studies started in Munich and then in Münster, and Günther Breithart, a very famous rhythmologist and clinical electrophysiologist, was the one who made me sensitive for cardiogenetics and unexpected wear disorders in arrhythmias and cardiomyopathies. That's me.
Thank you. And Gerhard, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Okay, well, I started training in München, in Munich at the German Heart Center, and then I pretty quickly moved to London, where I spent most of my time at the Royal Brompton Hospital, Imperial College. And there, my most important mentor was Michael Gatsoulis, who's still the lead for adult congenital heart disease at the Royal Brompton Hospital. From London, I then moved to Münster more recently to continue to work here.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell us something about your most important lesson learned? It's a broad question. It's not always easy, but give it a try.
At first, or myself?
You can start, Gerhard. It's okay.
Start. Well, I don't know. There are many lessons that you learn, I guess, over the years, but maybe one lesson is that you never stop learning, that you never know enough, and that you can always benefit from the knowledge and the experience of others.
And Eric?
Oh, Gerhard, we had the same teacher. Never stop. Continue to learn, be always be interested, enlarge your knowledge, and do it with a good mood.
Yes, thank you. And Eric, do you have a favorite sport?
For a long time, it was judo. The translation is the good way to move. And I'm interested in chess and biking, of course, beyond Münster.
And Gerhard, also the same sports are your favorite, or do you have another sport?
It's not the same. Well, actually, I must admit, I probably do too little sports. I should do much more. These days, I do a little bit of running. I used to sail a lot, but this has become a little bit rusty over the years, given other commitments, especially family. But yeah, if anything, it's sailing and running, which, as I said, I'm neglecting too much at the moment, I guess.
And do you have a little bit of time for holidays? And which holiday destination is your favorite, Gerard?
I must say, well, it's tough, of course. There are so many beautiful places you can go. But I must admit, I love the sun, so I prefer going to somewhere where it's warm and sunny, like the Mediterranean area or somewhere else in the world where you really have a lot of good weather.
And Eric, is that the same for you?
Very easy. In Europe, it's always there where the sun is shining and the culture is. And in Germany, the mountains are nice, but also the eastern part at the sea.
Okay. Thank you. We have learned a lot from Münster and from your hospital and from your personal life as well. So thank you for this interview. And I would also like to thank our listeners for listening to today's podcast. And I hope to meet you next week again. Okay, see you later.
Thank you. A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.